He enters the lobby with a stream of others, stares briefly after the opinionated bitch as she heads for the newsstand, then goes to the elevators with their old-fashioned floor dials and their Art Deco numbers. Here, several people nod to him, and he exchanges a few words with a couple of them as they wait. It's not like the train, after all, where you can change cars. Plus, the building is an old one. The elevators are slow and cranky. "How's the wife, Bill?" a scrawny, constantly grinning man from the fifth floor asks. "Carol's fine. Kids?" "Both good." He has no kids, and his wife's name isn't Carol. His wife is the former Sharon Ann Donahue, St. Gabriel the Steadfast Secondary Parochial School, class of 1964, but that's something the scrawny, constantly grinning man will never know. "Bet they can't wait for the big day," the scrawny man says, his grin widening and becoming something unspeakable. To Bill Shearman, he looks like an editorial cartoonist's conception of death, all big eyes and huge teeth and stretched, shiny skin. That grin makes him think of Tamboy in the Ashau Valley. Those guys from 2nd Battalion went in looking like the kings of the world and came out looking like singed escapees from Hell's Half Acre. They came out with those big eyes and huge teeth. They still looked like that in Dong Ha, where they all got kind of mixed together a few days later. A lot of mixing together went on in the bush. A lot of shake and bake, too. "Absolutely can't wait," he agrees. "But I think Sarah's getting kind of suspicious about the guy in the red suit." "Hurry up, elevator," he thinks. "Jesus, save me from these stupidities." Yeah, it happens," the scrawny man says. His grin fades for a moment, as if they were discussing cancer instead of Santa. "How old's Sarah now?" 8. "Seems like she was just born a year ago. Boy, the time sure flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?" "You can say that again," he says, fervently hoping the scrawny man won't say it again. At that moment, one of the four elevators finally gasps open its doors, and they herd themselves inside. Bill and the scrawny man walk a little way down the fifth-floor hall together, and then the scrawny man stops in front of a set of old-fashioned double doors with the words, "Consolidated Insurance," written on one frosted glass panel, and "Adjusters of America" on the other. From behind these doors comes the muted clickety-clack of keyboards and the slightly louder sound of ringing phones. "Have a good day, Bill." "You too." The scrawny man lets himself into his office, and for a moment Bill sees a big wreath hung on the far side of the room. Also, the windows have been decorated with the kind of snow that comes in a spray can. He shudders and thinks, "God save us, everyone."